Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever been called a go-getter? Tell me, do you remember when that was a compliment? Have you ever wanted to know how to become a go-giver instead of a go-getter? Go-giver. Now that is another compliment. Can you imagine... Just imagine five laws that will make you successful. Tell me, do you know what the law of value is? And when was the last time you heard about the law of compensation, what it really means? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to become a go-giver? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest. He is a success coach extraordinaire, and he will provide us with wonderful, inspirational, and informative lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show if you have any questions. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com, and I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 1 million wonderful listeners. Also, LinkedIn has just announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012, which was very exciting to hear that. Now, let me tell you about my guest today. He is a sought-after speaker at corporate conventions and for other events. He has addressed audiences ranging in size from 50 to 16,000. Wow. Sharing the platform with notables, including today's top thought leaders, broadcast personalities, Olympic athletes, and political leaders, including a former United States president. Although for years he was best known for his book, Endless Referrals, over the past few years, it's his business parable, The Go-Giver, co-authored with John David Mann, that has captured the imagination of his readers. You know, it shot to number 6 on the Wall Street Journal's business bestsellers list just 3 weeks after its release and reached number 9 at Business Week. It's been translated into 21 languages. It is his fourth book to sell over 250,000 copies. My guest is an advocate, supporter, and defender of the free enterprise system, believing that the amount of money one makes is directly proportional to how many people they serve. He is a founding and current board member of the Club 100, a charitable organization focused on helping underprivileged youth. a lover of animals. He is a past member of the Board of Directors for Safe Harbor, which is the Humane Society of Jupiter, Florida. It is my great pleasure to welcome to the show today Bob Berg. Hi, Bob. How are you today?
Great, January. It's great to be with you. Congratulations on all the huge successes you're accumulating.
Oh, I know. Isn't it exciting? I'm just having the best time of my life, and it's because I love what I'm doing. I'm passionate about my work, and guess what? When you're passionate, things just happen. You become successful. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think when you can connect your passion with what you love and what you're good at, and usually the two are the same, because when we're passionate about something, we'll put the work into becoming excellent at what we do. And when we connect that with the needs, wants, and desires of people in the marketplace, absolutely, that's how we're able to enjoy what we do while making a great living doing it and touching the lives of a lot of people while we do it.
You know, it's not magic. It's such a simple formula. Why do you think so many people struggle with becoming successful?
Well, you know, I mean, I think it has a lot to do with the belief systems that we have and what we see and what gets implanted in our heads from the time we're young. I mean, think about it, from a combination of upbringing, environment, schooling, news media, television shows, movie scripts, and all the things that we hear. Look at how there's such a lack mentality, all the things that we see, the messages and meta-messages we receive, all sort of place in our mind that success is just for those lucky few and so forth and so on. And, you know, people believe these things, not consciously, but at an unconscious level. And you know, because you teach these things, it's our subconscious to the conscious, like the 99% of the iceberg that's underwater is to the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, the subliminal gets so much, I call it trash and garbage dumped into it. Unfortunately, a lot of it comes through the media, and that's why I like to do a show that's so positive and helpful to people. Now, your title, The Go-Giver, seems to contradict traditional wisdom. What was the basic premise of this book, and is this intentional to get people's attention?
Well, yeah, a title is, just like the title of your book. I thought, you know, the 11th commandment that you have, I thought that was wonderful. And sure, a title is what you hope will attract people to want to know more about it. And often, you know, a title like The Go-Giver is sort of, in marketing, we would call it a pattern interrupt. It's something that has someone do a double take. The Go-Giver?
Yeah.
What? What's that? And then, you know, they look through it, and hopefully they like what they see, and they purchase the book. And I think it's important that the message, of course, is congruent with the title, which I hope ours is. But sure, that's what we do. John David Mann, my excellent co-author and really the main storyteller, because The Go-Giver is a parable, it's a business fable, he and I like to consider ourselves as writers contrarian but not curmudgeon. You know, we are contrarian. We take things from a different angle than most people do, but we're not curmudgeon. We don't say, oh, it's our way or the highway, or we're right and you're wrong. You know, we put it out there for people to form their own opinions based on the information we're providing. The basic premise of the book, January, is nothing more than that shifting one's focus, and this is the key, shifting one's focus from getting to giving. And when we say giving in this case, in this context, we're simply talking about constantly and consistently providing value to others, and that doing so with that focus is not only a nice way to live life, but it's a very financially profitable way as well.
Yeah, I love your message. I love go-getting and go-giving. I think that's a strong, positive message to send out to everyone. You know, we're going to take a break right now and have a commercial. And when we come back, Bob Berg is going to share his website information with us. And he's also going to tell us where we can get his books. We'll be right back with Bob Berg.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? so was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Wine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Wine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Wine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Bob Berg. Bob, could you please share your website information and tell us where we can buy your books?
Sure. My website is Berg.com, and that's B-U-R-G.com. And while you're there, you can actually take a look at a video. We just put together a really cool, fun little animated video that gives an overview of the Go-Giver. It's about 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And then you can download chapter one of the book to see if you like it. So while you're at the site, you can find that. Or just www.berg.com/TGG, and that will also get you to the video.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I'm sure your books are all at Amazon. And
yes, and it will take you right through. You can click right through. We just like to have people read the first chapter first just to make sure it resonates with them. And then if they like what they read that far, they can always click through.
And then you can order the books and put them on your Kindle and keep them with you.
Yes.
Let's talk about these five laws of success, or the five laws of, you have the law of value, compensation, influence, authenticity, and receptivity. Now, let's start with that. How did you come up with these five laws, and do you really think they will make us successful?
Yes. Well, the five laws are nothing new. They're all based on the success principles that have dated very far back. So this was nothing new to anybody who'd already been utilizing them. In fact, the early adopters of the book were people who wrote to say, this is what I've been doing for years. This is how I built my business. It's how I built my team. And then they would order books because they wanted to share that with the people they were trying to reach with that. And so there's nothing new. And when the book first came out and I was doing a lot of media interviews, I would often be asked by reporters who said, this book has really taken off. What is it that you and John David Mann have in here that's anything new? And my answer was always, nothing. There is nothing new. We just maybe told it in story form, made it fun, made it digestible, but there's nothing new. So these principles have been around. And I love what you said earlier, by the way, about being a go-getter and a go-giver, and that's what we tell people. Being a go-giver is not the opposite of being a go-getter. They work in tandem. It's not an either-or. It's a both. We always say be both a go-getter and a go-giver, just not a go-taker.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. That's very good to point out to our listeners. And I love the fact that your presentation is in story form. That's why my show is called Success Stories. Guess what? Yep. People want to hear stories. They don't want to have just someone preach at them. They want to hear something interesting. What's your story about?
Stories connect.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. What's your story about the law of value?
The law of value, and this is so key because this is the foundational law, January, and the law of value says that your true worth is determined by how much more you give in value than you take in payment. Now, again, this sounds counterintuitive when you first hear it. It sounds almost counterproductive. I mean, how do you give more in value than you take in payment and thrive in business, never mind survive? I mean, it kind of sounds like one of those nicey-nice things. Mm-hmm. But in the real world, it couldn't possibly work. Give more in value than you take in payment. So how do we reconcile that? Well, we need to understand the difference between price and value. Price is a dollar amount. It's a dollar figure. It's finite. It simply is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Value, on the other hand, is the relative worth or desirability of a thing to the end user. In other words, what is it about this thing, this product, service, concept, idea, that brings with it so much worth or value that someone will exchange their money for it, be ecstatic that they did, and you make a great profit?
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's say you hire an accountant to do your taxes, and they charge you $1,000. That's their fee or their price.
Right.
But what value do they give you in return? Well, they save you $5,000 in taxes.
Right.
They save you hours and hours of work.
Mm-hmm.
They provide you with the security and the peace of mind of knowing it was done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So we see value where price is finite. Value can be both conceptual and concrete. So what this accountant did is gave you well over $5,000 in value in exchange for $1,000. Now, they gave you more in value or use value than what they took in payment, so you feel great about it, but they made a great profit too, which they should.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
This happens, and this is key. It happens because you focused on the other person. See, money is simply an echo of value.
Okay.
It's the thunder to value's lightning, which simply means, January, that the value must come first. That must be the focus. The value comes first, and the money is simply the direct and very natural result of the value you've provided.
That is such a fantastic story, and, you know, I can resonate with it. We just did our taxes, and we have that wonderful feeling about knowing we have the best accountant in the world. It's done
mm-hmm.
correctly. And it's, you know, you hear a lot of people say, oh, it's tax time. I look